And following NPR, Mike Osborne with state and local news on WMOT. Well, it turned out to be a tough session for gun rights supporters in the just-completed Tennessee General Assembly. Several bills seeking to broaden the rights of Second Amendment activists failed to pass. John Harris is the executive director of the pro-gun Tennessee Firearms Association. Harris says it's clear to him that the current Republican leadership of the Tennessee legislature has no intention of further easing gun restrictions.
What we've seen this year, once again, is a lot of bills were introduced that were good bills, and they've either been amended to make them bad bills, or they've been shut down or derailed in subcommittees frequently on as few as three or four votes.
Among the bills defeated this year was a measure that would have essentially allowed Tennesseans to carry guns openly anywhere, anytime. A second bill that failed to pass would have allowed guns to be carried without a permit. Another would have reduced penalties for carrying without a permit. A fourth would have allowed guns in some areas of airports. Linda McFagin Ketchum speaks for the Tennessee chapter of Gun Sense in America. She says her organization believes 2018 is a turning point in the gun debate.
We are seeing a sea change, and I believe our legislators are too. I think that is part of the reason that these bills did not go anywhere.
Fajan Ketchum says her organization's only wish is that the change wasn't coming at the cost of lives lost in now routine mass shootings. That's local news for this hour on Roots Radio.